Hello, everyone. This is Kelly at the DMA. We're going to go ahead and start this virtual seminar. This is the DMA's Search Engine Marketing Council virtual seminar on online consumers who pre-shop on the web, spend more in-store, presented by Kevin Wilk from Yahoo. Okay, so we'll go ahead and start the call. Kevin, I'll turn this over to you.
Great. Well, thanks, Kelly. The RoboResearch, which is the acronym, really it stands for Research Online, Buy Offline, but that's a big mouthful. So we've gone by Robo. This is really an offshoot of our Close the Loop study that came out about a year ago. We really talked about what does a marketer need to do when they are buying both offline, online, and search as well. With the Robo study, we aggregated research of five retail partners and using some of their close-the-loop studies. We can talk about JCPenney, which was one, but we're not able to mention the others. But they're all definitely large national retailers that everybody has heard about. And really wanted to see how does online marketing drive offline behavior. Certainly clients who are running search are gold against online sales and not necessarily an offline activity. I think people are coming closer together and having those discussions, but they really aren't having that now, and primarily it's what's the ROI on search. And to what extent is the type of business that's happening offline, how is it being driven by online, and how much is being missed in ad effectiveness when we look at the analysis there? Well, certainly we're in a new paradigm at this point, and while we're having most people that are regularly researching online, we're still only seeing a small minority that's actually buying online. In this particular instance, seeing that about 90% of the people are doing a lot of research previous to buying, yet still, certainly under 10% is happening in the online sales. Most are still happening in offline. The points that came out in the summary from here, to give a little bit of the methodology, the studies were done over 9 months, and the average campaign was about 3 months. We partnered with those five national retailers and partnered with ComScore for this information. We determined what was purchased in the sites as well as in the stores, and we were able to create an average campaign. The way we were able to determine what was purchased in the stores was through the ComScore panel, which is it's about a million panelists, and we were able to view their credit card statements online when they checked them online. So we weren't able to see offline sales that would occur from cash or from check or even from credit cards when the statements were viewed offline, but only if paying by credit card, statements viewed online, and we were able to determine what it was they purchased at the store. So that's how we got the offline activity. But with a million panelists, we were able to get a substantial number to be able to determine this from. We were able to find out that whether search or display, consumers are being driven to sites, and then they're going offline to buy. Certainly seeing that search and display collectively are the most effective, and we'll go into that as well. We saw that most of this being conducted was on the retailer's online site, and engaging with online content really affected how they engaged with the store. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. We'll see how online was able to drive people to spend more, that offline still has a majority of spending, and how this search and display synergy worked. So this was a quote by the Vice President of Direct Marketing. So the Vice President of Direct Marketing at JCPenney talked about how their website is really a shopping hub for all their consumers. And they were also able to determine what it was that was of most interest when people went to their websites. And they were able to also look at their stores and make sure that what was of most interest in their sites was also replicated in stores at point of purchase sale or when people would first walk into the store as well. So they were really being able to integrate the findings both online as well as offline. We're seeing that a lot more as well, this type of engagement that makes sure that that everybody is getting the full experience from both a site as well as the retail store. So let's look at the methodology here. ComScore is able to view exposed as well as unexposed users in this million panel. And we were able to look at getting exact twins here to find out who is this person that was a panelist and how did they shop, what were they like demographically, behaviorally, as well as geographically. And that twin that was in the ComScore group that was exposed to the online advertising, again, both search and display, We made sure that we had a twin that was also unexposed to the online advertising that had those same exact preferences, and therefore able to really have an apples-to-apples comparison of what it meant when a shopper would be online and viewing the ads versus then going offline. Then able to really examine the differences between both groups. So let's look at the average campaign size here. We're able to see that those folks that were exposed to just a display campaign only was over half of the entire audience, about 54%, and that those that were exposed to a search campaign only were at 19%. Those that were exposed to both search and display campaigns together, just a little over a quarter at 27%. The clients had to run large campaigns in order to track it. The reach was about 120 million people, and it hit 60% of all the people. These campaigns also were created in 2006, I should mention. We can look at the breakdown here, and we're able to see that in-store sales start online. Those that are exposed to online advertising are engaged in those retailers' websites at greater than 53%, which works out to about six more pages viewed. So again, those people that are getting advertising are spending more time on the site. The incremental lift was about 43% more being spent in overall revenue, and about 88% of this is taking place in the stores. And that's the breakdown that we're seeing consistently, that for all online advertising, six for every dollar that's being spent online as a result of that advertising, $6 is being spent offline. And that's that 6-to-1 ratio. So, and we're seeing that across the board. When we look at the increased engagement that drives this as well, we're seeing the biggest impact is in search and display. This particular number, the second number, the one that's in the box, is showing the amount of is the lift in pages viewed, and then the ones that are above the display only. This was actually a slide that built, and for some reason this presentation mode, it's all built at the same time. The lift in pages viewed is 37% for display only, 46% in search, and 68% when people view search and display. But the lift in dollars spent was 11% more for display only, 26% more for search, and 83% more for search and display. So it's extremely significant in terms of online advertising that search and display are working in conjunction with each other. And it truly is that that means of 1 plus 1 equals 3. Search drove 43% of the total revenue lift. We also have to remember that even though the search lift is three times that of display, display has a much greater reach and typically is about three times greater than search, so it really does equal out there. But searches are in a position to buy, and so in seeing the offline revenue lift, it's expected that people that are in search mode are also in shopping mode as well. But certainly it is more effective when looked at just one-to-one in being able to provide that lift in revenue. When we look at in-store sales, we're seeing that display, again, drives three times that reach, while search still provides three times the lift. Display's reach means there's a lot of impact. The equivalent is in the bottom line of what they both bring to the revenue. And we're able to see that while display did have three times the amount of impressions, the revenue impact due to that type of reach is significant. And then we see that advertisers are seeing both search and display. This is by far the largest revenue impact. The group is half the size of the display-only group. If we remember back to that pie chart showing that display was a little over half those that saw display-only, the group that saw search and display was about a quarter of the total amount at 27%. So while it's only seeing half that of just display, it has the revenue impact of three times that of display and five times more than search. So again, really showing that increasing the efficiencies of the campaign overall, the best way to do this is by doing both search and display. This is one thing that Yahoo is going out and really promoting across the industry and the individual clients and agencies. Here we can see the campaign exposure shows the breakdown of these three distinct groups. There's the exposure to the campaign, and there's two-thirds of the in-store revenue came from that one group that had the least exposure overall. So this dual message really does provide the most extreme revenue growth. This also, if anybody had seen that Close the Loop study that came back from that we released in Q4 of 2006. This really does relate very closely to that. When we look at the average budget for shoppers, consumers who said that they used search prior to going into the store spent more money on average in those stores. In fact, the budget themselves versus what they spent, we saw that searchers had a greater difference of what they actually spent in the store versus non-searchers, about $31. So again, this is a different study, but actually confirms that consumers that research online are indeed spending more in the store. That same study showing that what consumers on their retail websites and using them for pre-shopping, how is this related to people that are actually utilizing their online research prior to going into the stores? In this particular study that looked at digital cameras and consumer electronics, we saw that 81% of the people had already an idea of what brand they were looking at before going into the store. Just a very small percentage really didn't have any idea at all. And when we were able to ask them what they looked at for using those resources and how they found out things from new brands and getting ideas of categories and looking up stores and specific functions, there were all sorts of ways they could do this through search, informational websites, the retail websites, manufacturer websites, as well as shopping in. And what we saw was that search, information sites, and the retail websites were great for learning about brands, being able to comparison shop, using the shopping engines for that, where the manufacturer websites were terrific in being able to give more information about their particular brands and models, kind of solidifying their idea of what of how their position in the marketplace is, and continues to help get that strong brand commitment. Of course, when utilizing search and information sites and shopping engines and retail websites, they're not getting that brand commitment. So it's really a combination of both. And we talk to clients about how they should position themselves and how we want to make sure that that they're seen in the marketplace. It's making sure they still have that strong brand identity because, of course, as soon as they go into a retail establishment, there's really not any bias going on at all. So some of the key takeaways here is that we have to think about consumer shopping experience has evolved, and retailers need to be in the right places to have conversations with the right consumers at the right time. It's an all-in-one experience for consumers, whether they're online or whether they're going into the stores. That advertisers need to use online advertising to reach targeted consumers, delivering them to areas of your site that allow for best product research and pre-shopping activity. We need to make sure that people are thinking beyond e-commerce when designing websites and advertising landing pages, and consider the needs of consumers that are pre-shopping online before buying in stores. And then applying an in-store metric to all online advertising to measure the full value of online advertising, and consider reevaluating the entire marketing mix based upon this new paradigm. This is not going to be an easy one for a lot of the bigger manufacturers and retailers to do, but it's something to certainly think about. Because as we saw, people that are spending online advertising dollars are seeing money spent online, but we're seeing six times the amount being spent offline. And then maximizing your online marketing efficiencies by messaging to consumers in both search and display. Those of you that are just doing search really should start thinking about how to also maximize the reach with display as well. So that is the presentation itself, but happy to open this up to questions and any other thoughts that anybody has had in their own experiences with this.
Okay. To ask a question, unmute your line by pressing *6 again. Or you can send me a question over the chat room.
Has anybody seen any presentations like this before? Anybody that feels that what they've seen supports this or even refutes it?
I don't have any questions in the chat room.
Okay. Let me ask one thing, and maybe we can do this by people that have called and being able to send this through to Kelly, is that are these types of research, do you use them? If so, how do you use them? Are they interesting, or is it just kind of like, okay, more, you know, just kind of more general info? Because we'd like to find out, especially as Yahoo invests time and energy and expense into partnering for these studies, if and how they're utilized by direct marketers. If there's other things that you'd like to see, then by all means, please do let us know, and we'll be able to partner with agencies and ComScore and other third-party partners to bring those kind of research out. This particular one, in my experience in dealing with all the ad agencies that we do, this is the kind of research that they're really looking for to show their own clients why they need to spend more online, and not just, well, what we spend online, we don't see the results online. This has really helped them to open up the budgeting in a much higher process. So if you have any questions or any thoughts on that, please do send them along. We definitely take those in very high regard.
We got a question from John Fernandez, and it says, how is this information actually used by the retailers, and what actionable items did this analysis generate?
This has recently come out, and so we're finding out what the actionable items are right now. The way it's utilized, though, is let's say there's a VP of marketing, or in many of the larger clients, they have a VP of online marketing. The idea of how this is used is being able to bubble this up to the CMO level and be able to show that at a much higher level, we need to make sure that the offline budget has enough left to be able to make sure the online budget is able to get the messaging across. Historically, we've seen approximately 6% of and maybe 6 to 7% of the overall budget going to online, but we've seen that media consumption is closer to about 18 to 20% right now that's online, and being able to get those a little bit closer mirrored to each other. Certainly, everybody recognizes that the target audience that is between, let's say, the ages of 18 to 35, really that sweet spot of what they're trying to hit, are online to a great, great extent. So this kind of research helps to really open up the overall discussions at the retail, or at the client level, of how to be able to move more of that offline budget to online. Any other questions come through, Kelly?
No, I have no further questions. And just so everyone knows, if you do have a question later on, feel free to go ahead and send them to me, and I'll pass them on to Kevin. And maybe we can include that on the web page, or we can just get back to you directly. Okay, I think that concludes the call for today. We have no further questions. Thank you all for registering and taking your lunch hour to do the presentation.
Great. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you very much.